The studies show that when a kid is raised by a single parent, he's at a higher risk to have behavioral issues, go to jail, have learning issues, and a whole lot of other stuff, right? I want to talk to y'all about something that I feel like a lot of single mothers, especially black single mothers, need to know. Because one thing that is for sure is that you don't know what it's like to be a black boy growing up in the communities that a lot of us grow up in. And I just want to tell you that I know being a parent is hard. It's a lot of work, especially if you're doing it on your own. You know, this right here, what I'm about to tell y'all, it is not an attack on single black mothers by any way. You know, I'm somebody that have 50-50 custody of their kids, and with me having them half of the time, it's a lot of work. So my heart goes out to single mothers that have to do it on their own every day. I know it's definitely not easy, and I know that if anybody deserve a break or some kind of help or anything, it's y'all, because it's just the reality of the situation. But I want to tell y'all this. For one, if you haven't had kids yet, just like I tell men and women, it's important to make sure that you know who you're dealing with when you're dating and you doing the things that's necessary for you to become a parent. When you out here having sex, if the person ain't qualified to be a parent, you shouldn't even qualify them to have sex with you. And that's just being honest. If you don't see that this person is, you know, somebody that has good character, has morals, and they take care of their responsibilities and stuff like that, you shouldn't even allow them to lay down in the bed with you. Because you're going to need this man. I know a lot of people, they have this narrative that they don't need a man. Well, if you're a parent, you do. You're going to need that child's dad as well. So you better make sure you do everything in your power to make sure that whoever your kid's dad is, even if the relationship don't work out, he need to be somebody that's a good, upstanding man. Because that child is going to need him. You may not need him no more, but that child is going to need him. I'm going to tell you why. Y'all know I was in the streets when I was in my teenage years up to my mid-20s. And I was raised by a mother that was very loving. I didn't have any abuse in my house. I was raised with love. My mama gave me everything that she could possibly give me. And she was a hustler. I remember times my mama worked two jobs. My mama had a business and a job. You know what I'm saying? I had my grandparents around, you know, a couple blocks over. I was in a loving environment. But when I hit like 14, 15 years old, 16 years old, man, something just clicked in me, and I just decided I wanted to impress my peers more than I wanted to be a good child of my mama. I was a mama's boy when I was little. But at some point in time, you stop wanting to be that mama's boy, and now you want to start trying to prove yourself and let people know that you're not a mama's boy. You want to be gangster if you in that environment. If all you see on TV is gangsters, rap music, you know what I'm saying? You see the pretty girls seem like they gravitate towards the gangsters. The gangsters got the money. The gangsters got the respect. And then you a child that, because you grew up without your dad, you don't really have confidence in yourself. You don't really feel like you're growing to be a man. You overcompensating. You like, man, I gotta be a menace. I gotta go out here and I gotta become a man my own way. I gotta earn the respect of people that I look at as men, because I don't have a good example of a man at home. In my childlike mind, my immature mind, would choose somebody that's 9 times out of 10 gonna be a negative role model because he looked cool. Recently, I noticed, I got word that this little boy that I know, I have a history with this little boy. You know, he's a good kid, always been a good kid. His mama spoiled him. He got everything he wanted. Only thing I can say about this boy, he got a little bit of an anger problem. And recently, I got word that he was hanging around some kids. That's not good kids for him to hang around. You know, he hanging around the little thugs. They actually, from what I hear, they're gang members. They got a little gang. And he hanging around them. Some of them is cousins. So me, being me, I reach out to his mama. I say, listen, I'm getting word that your son is hanging around some kids. That's not good. They're going to get him in trouble. Keep your eye on him. You know what she tell me? I got this. I got everything under control. He making A's and B's and so on and so forth. I don't need you to talk to me about this no more. I got this over here. Everything good. And I ain't having this conversation. Okay, cool. I just want you to understand. Listen to me. When I was in 11th, 12th grade, I was in a gang. When I was in 11th, 12th grade, we was running the streets, selling drugs, beating people up, toting guns, running around. I was getting hotel rooms and stuff like that in the 12th grade, skipping school. And guess what? I did all that with good grades. I did that with being on in FBLA. It's Future Business Leaders of America. I got in that program just so I can get out of school early every day. Everybody else had to be in school to what I think it was 2 or 2:30 or something like that. I used to get out of school like 11 o'clock in the morning, so I can get a early start on running the streets every day. My mama ain't know why I was in that program. She thought it was a good thing for me to be in that program. She thought she was doing me a favor by putting me in a program that was going to teach me some business skills. I was only doing that so I can run the streets earlier than everybody else that I was hanging around. I'm telling y'all this to say that your son is cute and cuddly while he little. You don't see him doing nothing bad. And I pray to God that he don't ever do anything bad. I pray to God that he never have it on his mind to try to impress the wrong crowd or anything like that. But I'm just telling you that just in case this child does decide to jump stupid, he gonna need a man right there that's gonna be able to see the signs and gonna be able to help you jump on it early. And for the ones that don't have a dad like that in their life, I pray to God that you got some cousins, a brother, an uncle, somebody, a football coach or somebody that can point things out to you. Because just like how you may not notice if you gain 5 pounds by looking at yourself in the mirror every day, you see yourself every day. You don't see those gradual changes every day. But somebody that's looking from, see you from their point of view, from their perspective, they can see them little 5 pounds before you do. It's the same thing with your sons. Your son, you look at him like he's your little angel. You look at him like he can do no wrong. You done poured all your love into this child. There is no way that this boy go out here and do nothing like that to disappoint you. That's how you got it in your mind, but it happened every day. Happen every single day. it's always a mama on the news talking about how their son is a good boy, and they never seen him be angry. They never seen him do any kind of anything that would remotely resemble being a thug or being crazy or anything like that. They always, it's every time a little boy go to jail for shooting somebody or something crazy like that, they mama always on the news saying, this ain't my son. But I'm just telling you, don't know how that boy act when he ain't around you. I was the best little boy that I could possibly be around my mama. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. All that. Like I said, I did good in school. I graduated high school on time. I was a I was kind of like the man of the house for a while. Like, I used to look after my little brother. I kept my little brother out the streets. But me personally, I was out there wilding. And nobody would have ever guessed it until people started reaching out to my mama. Like, hey, I just seen Michael over here in the projects doing this. I just seen Michael leaving out the courthouse. I just seen Michael doing this. I just seen Michael doing that. At first, she used to be just like a lot of y'all. My son ain't doing that. I know Michael ain't doing that. And you must be mistaken. At first, she was like that. But then she woke up and she started seeing it for herself. It's like, oh, this boy really out here wild. And then it really hit home that night when I called her from jail talking about, mom, you'll come bail me out. If you're going to have a child, if you're going to have sex, period, don't even say child, before the child get here, my brotherly advice to you is to make sure you get to know these men before you lay on your back. Because I'm just telling you, when you have a child, it's a whole another ball game. You got a long time to see what this child is going to do when he get to the age where he want to start making decisions for himself. And if he ain't got a strong, positive male role model in his life that's going to keep him on the right track, it's going to be harder for him to stay straight. My mama's current husband, I remember it was a time, you know, we had got real close. And I was grown after she met him. But after we got close and I got to know him a little bit and I saw how he moved and he was strict and all that kind of stuff, I told this man out of my own mouth as a grown man, I wish my mama would have met you when I was a kid. Because even me myself, I knew what I needed. I needed discipline. I wasn't scared of my mama when I hit like 14 years old. Of course I don't want to get in trouble, but am I really scared of my mama? Like, I got the fear of God in my mom, you know, that come from my mama at 14, 15 years old. I was taller than my mama when I was in the 10th grade. Not that I fight my mama or nothing like that, but I'm just saying, I'm big now. I'm smelling myself. Now I'm like, oh, I'm a man. I'm out here making decisions like I'm grown, doing stuff grown-ups do. You know, I'm just, y'all know I like to keep it honest with you, man. And I just want y'all to think about stuff before it's too late. You know, some of y'all are currently raising kids by yourselves. And I know you see a lot of dudes tell you to if just because you're a single mother, you need to put up with anything and all that kind of stuff. I'm not here to tell you that. But what I am here to tell you is that if it's possible, make sure that your kids have a relationship with their dad, especially if he's a positive person. I know, you know, some people, when they go through breakups, they start doing this thing where it's like, oh, me and your daddy done broke up, so now I'm mad at him, so I'm not answering the phone for him and all that kind of stuff right now. Just think about your child's future when you do that. I know the dude might have done cheated or anything else. I know, trust me. I'm not making no excuse for these men to just be out here able to do what they want to do and dip in and out of your life whenever they want to. I'm not telling you that at all. if the dude ain't no good, then you keep him away from you. But that child, he gonna need his daddy. And if he don't have the opportunity to have his daddy around, try to put him around some positive male role models, if any, in any way possible. You know, it's important. But that's all I wanted to say on this video, man. Like I say, the reason why I'm making this video is because I had a situation where I see this little boy. I see the beginning. I see how it always start. He's starting to talk like a gangster. He's starting to. When I seen him, I said, man, this little boy, he even looking like he out there now. His mama can't see it, though. That's her baby. And she ain't gonna let nobody say nothing about her baby. I understand it. That's your child. You love that little boy. You ain't gonna let nobody just talk about your child. And, you know what I'm saying? I get it. Trust me, I do. I got kids. I ain't finna let nobody just say no anything about my child neither. But if you know that this person is somebody that got a good heart and they ain't telling you this out of like trying to slander you as a parent, like making it seem like you a terrible parent and, you know, like you ain't capable or something like that. If the person ain't coming at you like that and they just concerned for your child, like, hey, listen, I heard some things, you know, I can see it in him. I see, you know, I went through that. I did that before. I got friends that doing the same thing your son doing right now. Just keep your eye on him. If you got somebody that's stepping to you like that, it may be hard to hear, but you need to really take that advice. You know, take heed to that and actually pay attention to your child. Because it's better for a dude to come tell you, or anybody to come tell your son doing something crazy, than the police come knocking on your door after he done did something that he can't come back from. And it's better to have somebody come warn you up front versus your child calling you from jail because he needs you to come bond him out. And that's all I got to say about that. I'll see y'all on the next one.